Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
I'm your host, the Iceman. More bounce to the ounce than I say what count. Don't nobody go home to the fat man fucks. What's happening, chocolate people? What's crack-a-lackin' with ya? What up, Monstar 86? Appreciate it, brother. Triple T Kill. He said Kamala Olivia Pope Harris. Exactly. Oh, I'm going to get into that, bruh. Triple T Kill, what's happening, bruh? What's cracking with you? Yo, yo. What up, y'all? It's the Iceman with another edition of... Another edition of the Iceman Show podcast. This is my weekly podcast where we deal with geopolitical issues as well as social justice or social injustice issues. On Saturdays, every Saturday, we do the Players Circle podcast. So you might want to tune in to that. But you need to be on one of these three platforms, blogtalkradio.com, excuse me, Facebook Live, or YouTube. You need to subscribe to my channel on YouTube, and my YouTube channel is Mad Voodoo Man, Mad Voodoo Man channel on YouTube. I suggest you subscribe to that channel, because I'm not always on Facebook Live. And I have two Facebook pages. I got one for the Iceman Show and Player Circle. And then I got one for my person. This is my personal Facebook page. Okay? I highly suggest you subscribe to my channel on YouTube. Cause that's where we get our get down. You digs? Anyway, we're here. We're here chopping up with the family. You know how we do it. Got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. We have a lot of things going on here as far as the election season gearing up for 2020, and the Democratic Party has started the fake a nigga out campaign as usual, sending us another one of their blackface shills. Or brown face shills. I know that tonight a lot of people are going to get bent out of shape about Kamala Harris, but so what? You need to hear the truth, because black people have a habit of romanticizing instead of romanticizing about political candidates rather than doing research, getting the facts, and then making an objective decision and making an informed decision from that point forward. We have a track record of not doing that. We have a habit of just voting for the white candidate that mentions Dr. King, or they mention civil rights, but then they don't promise any tangibles. And we go, and we either follow the white candidate that does that, or the black candidate that does that. The last time we had that happen was the governor's race of Florida and Georgia, where Stacey J.J. Abrams and what's that dude's name? Andrew Gillum down in Florida tried to run their hustle on us, and thank God they lost. And we're going to get into why we should not, we're going to get into why you shouldn't vote. If there's no candidate to vote, you exercise more common sense by not voting than you do voting for the lesser of the evil of the evil. And we're going to get into that tonight as well, because thank God a lot of black men and women are not falling for the bullshit like we did with Obama and Clinton, or Clinton. Okay? Hey, nigga. It is Rocky Rainer, motherfucker. Hey, man. Don't bring your punk ass over here on my channel, nigga. Don't bring your punk ass up. Don't bring your punk ass over here on my goddamn channel trying to promote your raggedy ass goddamn channel, nigga. Where's my mods at, man? Let me get this Waterhead sucker off of here. What up, David Fernandez? What up, baby? What's happening with you, baby boy? Man of War 347, what's popping, yo? Like we always do about this time, I don't receive any AdSense funding or AdSense revenue checks from Google. So we do the donation dance. You know how we do it. Tuesdays and Wednesdays are $5 donation days. And I got the cash. Somebody suggested I get Cash App set up. So I got Cash App set up. So if you want to donate via Cash App, my username or my handle is $TheIceman1906. That's it. No, fuck your couch, nigga. Bitch, nigga. The fuck off my goddamn. Let me block this son of a bitch. Always got to have a bitch nigga in the house acting a goddamn fool. Anyway, Kamala Harris is Obama 2.0. And outside of all the Sambos, Mammies, and typical black Democrats, you got young black men and women under 40 who ain't having the bullshit. Okay, they ain't like a lot of these Sambos and Mammies my age who just go down there, well, sir, we gonna go down here and the black candidate, even though he's talking about, even though he or she is talking about giving tangibles to LGBT and immigrants, all of which work against Black America. As you can see right now, we have people in the dominant society going after R. Kelly, which they already went after R. Kelly back in the 90s, didn't they? Or early 2000s? When did they go after R. Kelly? Wasn't it like 20 years ago or something like that? Didn't they go after his ex? I don't keep up with R. Kelly. You know what I'm saying? If the man beat the case, let him let it go. Now, you know, they're going to sit up here and do a hit piece on R. Kelly, but Harvey Weinstein, we got a president in the White House that was grabbing vaginas. We got numerous congressmen who were out here raping young men and young women, all of them white males. We got Bryan Singer, who is the director of Bohemian Rhapsody, the Queen film. He has been accused of raping I don't know how many people, and yet he got a Golden Globe. He won a Golden Globe. Harvey Weinstein, every case that they put on him, the judge dismisses it. Did y'all know that? Just this, about 3 weeks ago, the case that Ashley Judd filed against him, the judge threw it out. That's why I keep telling you black women, you sitting up here thinking you fixing black men by jumping over here on Team White Supremacy, talking about mute R. Kelly, get Bill Cosby, laughing, talking about, oh, ha, 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 they got Bill Cosby, ha, 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 ha. But your dumb black ass ain't said nothing about Harvey Weinstein. Let me tell you something. Harvey Weinstein in recent history did all that he did. Bill Cosby there was no proof that he raped anybody. He didn't drug anybody. He offered them drugs to them women, and they took them under their own volition. Does that sound like drugging to you? It's in the deposition that he said, I told them it was Quaaludes. I didn't put it in their drink. They put it in their damn mouth. But you race traitors think the only people who should go to jail is black men. That's why I keep telling these black women, the Me Too movement got hijacked by these white supremacist females posing as feminists. They took that Me Too hashtag from Tarana Burke, hijacked it, and now they're getting all the money. And black women ain't getting shit. Tarana Burke sitting there, she up here telling people, oh, they hijacked my movement. It was never your movement. Hold on, let me turn off this heater real quick. Man, this heater be kicking, boy. So, they sit up here and hijack this woman's hashtag And they got $20 million out of Russ Moonves, his severance pay from CBS Entertainment. They try to act like all he was going to get was $20 million. What they didn't tell you was they owe him another $80 million. Okay? So that $20 million that they're taking from him, he was probably going to write that off anyway. And out of that $20 million, only one nonprofit that's the executive director is a black woman. They got $500,000. The rest of them white nonprofits got $2 million, $3 million, million and a half. Y'all see how that works? I keep trying to explain to black women, being a race traitor is going to get you hurt. In the long term, it's going to hurt you because black men ain't stupid like they used to be. A lot of black men are getting wise. And they smell the bedwench on you. They smell the mammy on you. They smell the Sambo on you. They smell the coon on you. And they're not going to deal with your ass. Let me just keep it a buck 50. Real talk, the only black women that are out here running their mouth talking about Me Too and all this bullshit and, you know, mute R. Kelly, most of them are ugly black women who are mad at black men because black men don't find them attractive enough to ask them out for, to take them out for a popsicle. So their way of dealing with black men is to try to shit on black men every chance they get by getting behind these white feminists who are nothing more than white supremacists. Because white supremacy feminism comes, if white supremacy had a baby, it would be feminism. Let's just keep it a buck 50. If you haven't gotten it, go get my book, The Game of Life According to the Iceman, Volume 1. You can get my book at Amazon.com, or you can get it directly from me. You can get an autographed copy of this at asktheiceman.com. Scroll down to the add to cart button and go from there. I'm talking about this stuff in my second book, The Dayton Bible. I'm talking about this stuff, man. And I'm doing research on where feminism really comes from and why they created it. But Kamala Harris, I'm not going to run down her history, because if you don't know who this woman is and you haven't done your research, shame on you. She was a prosecutor of San Francisco County. Hey, you guys, can you guys... Hey, D. Fernandez, you mind being a mod? I'm going to mod you up, man, because I need you to get on these white supremacists. They these assholes are in the house. I see the mayonnaise militia is in full effect. Oh, yeah. Yeah, leave a legend. What's up, bruh? Yeah, I know, man. I'm sorry, it's all Izzy. It's not. There's not much. There's nothing more to her, and I'm going to get to that. Just give me a second. Hey, Libra Legend, I'm gonna make you a mod. Okay? Yeah, y'all need to handle these white supremacists, man, because I'm trying to flow here. Appreciate it if you guys can knock that out for me. She was a county prosecutor for San Francisco, and then she became a California Attorney General, and from there she became Senator Kamala Harris. Exactly, immortal one. And I'm just going to run through her history real quick. I know, Timmy Diamonds. I know some of these people. Now, my mods, let me just say this. If people don't agree with what I say, don't block them. Okay? Don't block them. I only want y'all to block these white supremacists that come in here saying dumb shit. Or their username and stuff like Iceman Cockpuller or something stupid like that. Timmy Diamonds, you know damn well you don't go to church, man. Oh, man. I had to get you, homie. Oh, he said the grills are cooking today. Exactly. Oh, they grills cooking. Oh, it's going to cook even more in about 5 minutes. Anyway, Kamala Harris, when she was San Francisco County District Attorney, she was one of these prosecutors who did not apply the law evenly. And what I mean by that is in cases of police misconduct or prosecutorial misconduct, she did not get this Zaire clown out of here. I guess the mayonnaise militia, they must have let the Walmart white supremacists and AutoZone and O'Reilly's must have let everybody out early today. Let me take care of your monkey ass right here, you goddamn cracker. Let me take care of your ass right now. And basically, in cases where the police clearly locked these black women and men, it was men and women, it wasn't just black men. When cases where black men and black women were framed, this woman got the defense attorneys gave what a defense attorney does in situations where there's prosecutorial misconduct or police misconduct, the first thing that defense attorney is going to do is file a motion to dismiss. And the judge is going to look at it and decide whether there's grounds to move to a hearing. And this hearing, there will be no jury. All it's going to be is the judge, the defense attorney, and the assistant district attorney that prosecuted that case. Well, that's in the case of police misconduct. Most of the time, judges dismiss or they throw, deny motion for the case to be thrown out. In cases of prosecutorial misconduct, they're probably going to have that district, that ADA's boss come in there, because it's embarrassing for that district attorney to come in there and have to answer for why that there was prosecutorial misconduct. And what I mean, and here's what I'm, you already know what happens in cases of police misconduct. In prosecutorial misconduct cases, these are cases where the district attorney did not disclose exculpatory or discovery evidence during that stage of the proceedings, and the defense attorney doing their homework and probably hiring an investigator who's an ex-cop, if it's a public defender, they can get a police officer to investigate. If it's a defense attorney, then it has to come out of the defendant's pocket or the attorney's pocket. In those cases, in both cases, Kamala Harris did not, she fought those cases where it was clear that the prosecutor was practicing misconduct and police misconduct. She told the line and still left those people sitting in jail or prison. Do you understand where I'm going with this? Don't sit up here and tell me that black men and women are us woke folks are attacking Kamala Harris because she's got a white husband. See, that's the excuse that a lot of these mammies, sambos, and coons that love the Democrats no matter what kind of ass kicking they give us. These are the Negroes that will still support people like Obama, who, by the way, didn't do a goddamn thing for us the whole 8 years he was in office. Now they're going to put another shell up here in front of us. So now you got all of these clowns running around here talking about, oh, y'all just jumping on Kamala Harris because she got a white husband. No, no, no. People are jumping on Kamala Harris because of her record. Don't nobody give a damn who's slipping the pipe to her ass. Well, in a case of her husband, the Vienna sausage. Yeah, nobody sitting up here. Let me tell you about black folks. Man, at the end of the day, especially with black men and younger black women, younger black men and women don't give a damn about somebody having a black wife a white wife or a white husband. It's mainly black people my age and older that care about that kind of stuff. You have to understand something. People sit here and they say, how come we got Trump in office? We got Trump in there because of Obama's ass. See, I don't trust Biden's ass because Biden gonna sit up here and wait 4 years and talk about he gonna run when what he should have done was campaign for president right after Obama got out of there. Not saying I would have voted for him. I didn't vote for Obama either time. I wouldn't vote for Biden either. But if the Democrats had a strategy, that's what they should have done instead of sticking Senator Kankel's ass up there to run against Donald Trump when they know most Caucasian women in America hate Hillary Clinton. Hillary said so much slick shit while she was first lady. A lot of white women was like, I hate that bitch. But one thing that people want to let slide is that it wasn't Donald Trump that was trying to become president that was on the ballot for 2016. It was white supremacy that was on the ballot in 2016. People don't get that. You had an overwhelming turnout of Caucasian women, educated and uneducated, who voted for Donald Trump. They were voting race first, while you black women was voting women for your gender first. That's why black women always take L's. That's why black women will forever take L's until they figure out that you ain't gonna win unless you standing next to us. You're gonna lose. And a telltale sign, no, brothers, Handsome Truth 21, Super Chat's not set up. Do you have Cash App? Trump has no jobs record. Just like none of the other presidents before him had a jobs record. Every president since Reagan been talking that I created this many jobs. You didn't create any jobs, motherfucker. And most of those jobs are what? Part-time jobs with no benefits. Hey, guys, where my mods at, man? Get this New York bad boy out of here. Get this clown out of here. Come on, man. Look, my mods, man. Look, guys. If you're not going to take care of these white supremacists so I can concentrate on what I'm doing, hopefully my man the brown sausage will be in here in a minute. Yeah, go to Cash App, my brother. Go to Cash App, do Cash App. That's the Iceman 1906 is my thing. Yeah, get that fool out of here. Or you can go to asktheiceman.com, scroll down to the donate button. We're just asking for $5 today, man. We're just asking for $5. You can either do Cash App or you can do go to my website. Let me put that link right here, dog. Let me explain something to you guys. Don't let the media lie to you. When they sit up here, when these people sit up here and say, when these guys sit up here and say, when a president says, oh, I created this many jobs, most of those jobs are part-time jobs. Now, I don't know about you, but a grown man or woman, if I were you, I would never count part-time jobs as job creation. I count full-time jobs with benefits that pay living wages. Nonprofit. Guys, do not post YouTube videos in here. Why would you be? See, See, you have to understand, the media and Congress and the office of the president know that most of you guys are so busy working, trying to feed yourselves and your families, that you don't have time to do research and hold them accountable on the shit they say. See, Kamala Harris is hoping that black folks will be asleep like we always are for every election. You got dumb niggas walking around here talking about, hey, look at, we had a blue wave. We just had a blue wave in Congress. No, you didn't. Let me tell you something. Those new Democratic seats in Congress, most of them are by Caucasian women who don't think of your ass, who are not looking out for you. They're going to be pushing a feminist agenda. You got, yeah, exactly, Triple T Kill, sitting up here talking about toxic masculinity. And every time they talk about toxic masculinity, who are they talking about? Black men. They ain't talking about white men when they say that. Cisgender. They are making up all these derogatory. Hey, guys, get this handsome 21 out of here. I don't give a damn about Israel, man. Get these clowns out of here. Look, guys, look, man. Y'all gonna have to do something about these fools, man. So they saying any black man who doesn't support Kamala Harris is a misogynist. They throwing around that term. See, we got to pay. See, this is why I support Tariq Nasheed staying on their ass. And it shouldn't just be him getting on their ass. Because these assholes are, I'm going to tell you right now, Tariq got them shook. Okay? You got Howard Dean talking about shut the fuck up. Kamala Harris to wear her hair any kind of way. Got her ass on there. Look at fake dancing to Cardi B. Get the fuck out of here. That old bitch don't listen to no goddamn Cardi B. And she looked, it was so, and when somebody showed me the video, it just looked so painful. It was painful to watch. It was so fake and fraudulent. Everybody hit the like button. Hit the like button. All right, Timmy Diamonds, you modded up. Fucking dickwads. So they trying to attack black men. I know, bruh. So they trying to attack black men because this woman is a fraud, just like Obama was a fraud. There's a video series on Obama on YouTube called The Obama Deception. I suggest all of you guys on the Facebook and on the YouTube side, I suggest you take time and look at that. I really do. You know, you white, you mayonnaise militia, if you guys care about Jews so much, Why don't you do something about the Jews then instead of sitting around in your trailer eating mayonnaise and rubbing mayonnaise all over your body? Why don't you take your ass out here and go get a real life? Why don't you? Why don't you get a life? Brother, Trump was not elected because of ignorance. See, how they get us, and Vonnie, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I know that's what it looks like. But I can assure you, ignorance has nothing to do with Trump. Okay? Trump might be a dummy when it comes to being a politician, but he ain't dumb when it comes to everything else. He knows exactly what he's doing. And for people to see, the reason why Trump's in the White House, dog, is because people were asleep. Okay? And I'm talking about the Democratic Party executive management. They were asleep. Now, again, some of that stuff that you mentioned, Vonnie, may have been put in place by her. But her record, I'm not talking about all this feel-good, fluffy marshmallow stuff. I'm talking about her record. Let me tell you something. In California, there are civil rights or black civil rights people who were constantly on her ass about her sitting up here locking up black folks. Let me tell you another thing about her record. They said for San Francisco County, she locked up more black people in that county than any other district attorney. If you're going to talk about the good stuff part of her record, let's talk about the bad. Because all those diversion programs, all that stuff is fine. But you know who has the final say in those programs? The judge. And a lot of these judges are white supremacists. The males and the females. And a lot of these judges are ex-prosecutors. A lot of folks don't want to hear the truth. They think, oh, y'all just jumping on a woman. Y'all just jumping on her. No, we not. It's her record. Even as Attorney General of California, she did a whole lot of questionable shit. People would petition the court and say, I was framed by the police. And she would go, just like that. That's your problem. That's your problem. Most prosecutors, whether they're good people or bad people, don't like to undo cases, even with misconduct. Dude, I got a bachelor's degree in this stuff. Okay, I studied law enforcement as a undergrad. I can tell you right now, prosecutors don't like to undo cases. But when you got such egregious misconduct, where you have cops planting drugs on black people, don't sit up here and tell me that Kamala Harris deserves a shot at the White House. Trump deserves to be in the White House more than her. But we know his level of crap. We know his bullshit. And we've known his bullshit for the past 40 years. But I think why black people feel so insulted is because they're trying to slide her ass in there under the radar. And because they figure Well, all you got to do with black people is sing some Al Green songs and pop your fingers to some rap and talk about your shoe game. That's all you got to do to get black voters. That's an insult. I don't listen to no goddamn Cardi B. Now, if she said she listened to Gladys Knight, I might have said, okay, I can believe that. A lot of people say, well, how can they win God Obama? Because Obama don't come from descendants of slaves. He was raised by white people. So they knew he had no connection to black folks. So they knew he'd get in there for 8 years and not do shit for his people. Otherwise, they could have got any nigga from Harvard. But they don't want a black person that comes from this, a descendant of slaves, to be in the White House. Do you want to see? A lot of you guys don't understand white supremacy. That's why you're trying to argue with me. Because you really don't want to acknowledge white supremacy. So your way of dealing with it is to shoot down any black man or woman who questions any of these candidates. When I was questioning Stacey J.J. Abrams and Andrew Gillum, people jumped on me because of that. And I brought facts, not innuendo, facts. Neither one of those candidates said a motherfucking thing about a black agenda. And that's the only agenda I want to hear about. I don't want to hear about immigrants. I don't want to hear about LGBT. I don't want to hear about women's equality. I don't want to hear about none of that shit, because it ain't got shit to do with black people. Now, I'm sorry. If a lot of you black folks can't handle that, I don't know what to tell you, man. But you ought to feel a certain kind of way about the Democratic Party sticking candidates in front of you who don't give a shit about your people. Who you guys need to be arguing with is the Democratic Party, not me. But you ain't going to do that, are you? No, you ain't going to do that, because that's going to expose you. The AKAs don't have any numbers. Okay? The only AKAs that's going to vote for her is the ones my age, the middle-aged ones and over, all those mammies. Those are the only ones who going to vote for her. If she makes it past the primary, she ain't going to make it past Iowa. I guarantee she won't make it. And neither is that Mexican dude that's from down there in San Antonio. He ain't going nowhere either, because black folks are fatigued when it comes to Hispanics. We ain't supporting no Hispanics. I'm going to tell you that right now. You got all these clowns. You got all these clowns on Karen Hunter's show talking about, well, I think I like, I think Andrew Gillum, I think he's throwing his hat in there. Well, I think I would like that Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren. Get the fuck out of here. Elizabeth Warren ain't gonna last either with her corny ass. Man, they've been clowning her. Oh, they've been clowning her ass. She gonna sit up there and have them make another fraudulent video of her and her husband at home, and she's trying to act like she's a regular kind of person drinking beer, when you can tell this bitch don't drink no beer. They clowned her ass when she's sitting up there talking about she was Native American. problem with us, and I mean, when I say us, I'm talking about black folks. The reason why black people are in last place economically in this country, why? Because of our stupidity and our resistance to the facts and evidence. That's why some of y'all, those of you guys who are lawyers, I can't believe you even got through law school. Because you're supposed to build a case on evidence or defend your case based on the evidence that's presented and testimony and corroboration. But when you put a black defendant up there, whether it's a black woman or a black man, they know that all they got to do is stack the jury with Hispanics and Caucasians. That's all they got to do. And you get a guilty verdict. Because they tell you, oh, be objective. Then you know goddamn well people are not objective in their own heads. Nobody's objective inside their head. You can talk that shit if you want to, but you're being unrealistic. BD Gray B, what's cracking? Asad Dennis, what's cracking, yo? Ain't seen you in a minute. Yeah, these white supremacists, man. They've been trying to hit a nigga up the last couple of videos, aside Dennis. That's okay. I ain't worried about that, man. They can give me a thumbs down all they want. I don't give a shit. By the way, everybody, you can donate via Cash App. Or you can donate at asktheiceman.com. Like I said, see, a lot of my military brothers, my veterans, brothers and sisters in the military, see, they know. They know bullshit when they smell it. They know bullshit when they smell it. It's hard trying to, it's difficult trying to convince black folks what the best course of action for all of us is. So you got to understand, brothers and sisters, one of the reasons why we have so many problems when it comes to these elections is because black folks, that's the only mechanism, social mechanism, that black people want to try to use in order to move up into the middle class or to maintain their middle class or upper middle class status or higher. And that's why these immigrant groups, with the exclusion of these illegals, all these other immigrant groups that come to this country, they ride on the backs of your getting dog sicked on you in the 60s and water holes being shot on you and black men, women, and children being lynched. So all these other Indians Indians can't stand black people. That's why I'm surprised. I'm like, what you niggas caping for this woman for? You caping for Kamala Harris? Even at the AKA function they just had, some reporter asked her, they said, what do you classify yourself as far as race? She said, oh, I'm everybody or something like that. And I'm paraphrasing. She didn't even in front of her sorors, she didn't even admit she was black. Now, then they sitting up here talking about, oh, why is Tariq Nasheed jumping all on her? And why is all these other TBA, Jason Black, why is all these brothers jumping on her? Because she's a fraud. She don't even claim the black side of her family. She only claims the Indian side of her family. And her aunt was sitting up there talking about how you know, this, you know, education is pushed. And you know, she was pretty much, they were pretty, her aunt, who's, I think, a college professor, she was saying, you know, pretty much just shitting on, by omission, shitting on her dad's side of the family. And her aunt straight up said she spent more time with us, and she claims herself as an Indian. And I just, that's why I'm like, how can you traitorous ass niggas be caping for this woman and she don't even claim black? And don't throw that bullshit on me talking about, oh, well, she went to Howard. Nigga, there's white people that go to Howard. There's white people that go to Tuskegee. Hell, Grambling damn near half black, half white. Don't sit up here and tell me about no HBCU. Now, if she had went to a college that's owned by black people, then I would believe it. I would believe that she considers herself a black woman, but going to a HBCU, which is not black owned. All of these black schools are owned by private white family trusts, all white money. That's why most of them are not that good. Howard's one of them. Tuskegee's one of them. But some of these black colleges ain't worth spit. Yeah, I said it. That's why I didn't go to one. Morris Brown? Man, Morris Brown is garbage. I've been up there to Morris Brown. And let me talk about this Olivia Pope situation. Now, Willie Brown, who's a frat brother of mine, was the mayor of San Francisco. Now, they trying to attack him, talking about he hating. All he said was, we dated. That's all he said. When I read the interview, he didn't say nothing derogatory about her. But he was a married man. Now, yeah, him and his wife were separated. But that still was an Olivia Pope situation. You got all these black women running around here talking about, ooh, I love scandal. But let them put a show out here of a black man sleeping with a white woman, and it'll be hell to pay. As it relates to black women. Exactly, aside Dennis. Everybody know that woman's a fake. And then he got her up there talking about Wakanda forever. You see that painful goddamn video of her? She was making a comical video. For the Daily Show, one of those stupid shows. Funny, I didn't see it online until she announced she was going to run. And you got these Democrats, people like Howard Dean, sitting up here talking about, we're not trying to make her black. She's a black woman. She ain't black, dog. Her father is a coon. He's a Jamaican coon. He's one of these old niggas he's from an upper class Jamaican family, light skinned niggas. He's one of these what's your boy name? The one that used to be the Bahamian dude. That used to be Attorney General when Obama's ass was in there. With his, he talking about he might run with his fake ass. The most scary niggas. That nigga didn't do nothing when Michael Brown got killed down there in Ferguson. The Justice Department, all they did was do a review, and they said, yeah, they got some racial problems, but we ain't gonna prosecute nobody. Eric Holder's sorry ass. See, look up these guys' background. Eric Holder, his family's from the Bahamas. These light-skinned niggas that marry each other so they can stay light-skinned. He's another one. Colin Powell, Jamaican, light-skinned nigga. You think George H.W. Bush put him up there? You think he would put him up there if he wasn't a coon? Huh? Do you think Justice Uncle Thomas would be on the Supreme Court if he was a real nigga? Huh? You think if he was Johnny Cochran, they would have put his ass on the Supreme Court? Fuck out of here, nigga. See, you're going to fool some of these. See, these old niggas. See, you got to understand, young bloods, young sisters, young bloods. These old niggas, my age and older, these niggas are scared. That's why these niggas put so much energy into voting. Because even though they know voting is a waste of time, for black people, because here's how you know voting is a waste of time. See, black people spend time doing things where they don't have to expend that much energy. That's why they like voting. But if I said, hey, how many of my frat brothers, how many of y'all got 10 grand in the bank? Okay, I will take 10 grand of my own money, and we're going to go out here and buy some of these businesses up. I guarantee I wouldn't get one taker. Because every last one of them frat brothers of mine, they work on that white corporate plantation. And they don't want to mess up them good benefits. That's why we got to resort to voting. Nobody else puts that much energy into voting. That's why the Democratic Party tries to make sure they co-opt us so that we go out here and co-opt some lying-ass Negro or some old lying-ass Caucasian who don't give a shit about us. Bill Clinton, you old niggas go around here talking about Bill Clinton was the first black president, yet Bill Clinton locked up more niggas than anybody, than any other president. And then locked them up in private prisons. Then he sat up there and damn near tripled law enforcement salaries under that crime bill. Before that, cops barely made more than security guards. See, y'all don't do your research. Then Clinton went out there and repealed Glass-Steagall, which the Glass-Steagall Act of 1932 basically stated that banks, insurance companies, and investment banks will stay separate. And because Bill Clinton did that, it wrecked the goddamn global economy, you stupid niggas. And then Bill Clinton had the nerve to sit his gray ass up there and talk that shit, talking about how can y'all blame the whole collapse of the global economy on me? Because you did them shits. Bill Clinton passed that Nazi child support bill. And yet he got a black son running around Little Rock that he don't take care of. Yet this motherfucker up here talking about, we got, no more deadbeat dads. Nigga, you the number one deadbeat. Fuck out of here. Man, Juan Williams is a jackass. Exactly. Willie Brown was sliding some of that San Francisco rice-a-roni up in her.
That San Francisco tree.
Man, have y'all seen Juan Williams' wife? That bitch looked like a linebacker for the Buffalo Bills. I swear to God. Go Google Juan Williams' wife. That bitch looked like an inside linebacker for the Patriots. All that money that nigga made, and he went out and got the ugliest white bitch he could find. Yeah, Grambling's a good school. The big name ones like Grambling, Morehouse, Spelman, the ones they put money into, Howard, they pump a lot of money in those schools. But some of the smaller ones you don't hear about, like Morris Brown, they're fucking garbage. I'm sorry, man. I ain't got nothing against them. But it is what it is. Tuskegee, my daughter graduated from Tuskegee. It's a good school. They got an excellent veterinary medicine program. Excellent. My youngest son goes to Tuskegee right now. I ain't got no problem with him going there. He said he married a stud. He said bitch looked like Robin Williams. Exactly. She also looked like Ronald McDonald Williams. She actually looked like a bruh man from the fifth floor. Word up, Mr. Posey. Yeah, Delaware State's a good school. My aunt went there. She got her bachelor's degree from there, from Delaware State. Yeah, Delaware State's a good school. Exactly, Kitty Candy. A lot of white students go to black schools. They like the atmosphere. And I remember one time they were doing an interview. They were interviewing white students at Grambling. And they were asking these white students, well, why'd you choose Grambling? This was like 20 years ago. And they said, because it's close. I live about 20 miles from here. Or guys I grew up with went here. That's why I went here. You know? Nothing wrong with HBCUs, but some of them are garbage. And Morris Brown is one of them. But they trying to deflect off of people like Ed Buck. They trying to deflect from people like, now they got what's his name, the producer, y'all know who I'm talking about. They got Spector's ass. What was that guy's first name, the record producer that killed that white woman? Prairie View is a good one. Prairie View's got an excellent engineering program. Yeah, Phil Spector. Yeah. Phil Spector was doing that shit too. But they got his ass. And I think, like I said, the ones that are real egregious, the ones they don't like, they get them. See, Ed Buck donates a lot of money to those politicians in the L.A. area. That's why they found two dead black men in his house, and he hasn't been charged with a crime yet. Roman Polanski sodomized and vaginally raped a 13 and a 14-year-old girl, and they let his ass skip off to Europe. Hell, he's won an Oscar since he's been over there. And then not too long ago, L.A. County District Attorney, because see, he got convicted. Then he ran his ass to Switzerland, where we have no extradition. And you know what the L.A. County District Attorney said? We going to vacate that conviction. Can you believe they did that shit? Because the girl who's now, you know, probably in her 50s, she said, you know, I done moved on. I'm like, bitch, you stupid. Because if it wasn't Roman Polanski and it was Tyrone Bridges, you know damn good and well the U.S. Marshals and the FBI would have went over there and got his ass. So don't give me that shit that we just going to let bygones be bygones. Don't give me that shit. Don't believe that shit, guys. No, they let white supremacists skip off into the night without any prosecution most of the time. The president of a white fraternity at Baylor University down there in Waco, Texas, got convicted of 4 counts of rape, and he got no jail time. And you sitting up here talking about mute R. Kelly? You talking about go get Bill Cosby? Fuck you hoes. Every last one of you black hoes that sat up there and talk that bullshit. Fuck you. Exactly, D. Fernandez. They pick and choose who they go after. If it's a white dude they don't like, then they'll hang his ass. They'll hang him by dusk, like they do niggas. But Kamala Harris is a Trojan horse. And niggas saw her coming. See, you have to understand something. Obama pissed off a lot of woke black folks. Okay? Let me say something. That's what I was going to say, T. Mason, 995. That's what I was going to say out just a few minutes ago, but I lost my train of thought. Thank you, brother. See, the reason why R. Kelly is probably never going to see the inside of a jail cell is because the parents who served their 14, 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old daughters up to R. Kelly's nasty ass took money and gifts. He gave them cars. He said, I'll pay for your daughter to go to college. I'll put money or in one case, the girl who he would, you know, all the video everybody saw of the girl getting her ass eaten out. He was eating the girl's ass out like her ass was made a puppy chow. He gave her mama $250,000 to drop the case. Let me explain something to you niggas. Whenever you see one of these dickheads, I don't care what color they are, these male predators go out here and some female predators do the shit that they do. Somehow, some way, this motherfucker don't get the charges get dropped. It's because the victim took money. I'm going to say that again. The reason why R. Kelly will probably never see the inside of a prison cell, is because all those bitches that they said were underage and he stuck his tongue up their assholes, they took cash money. And that's what you do to starving niggas who ain't got a pot to piss in. Say I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. every last one of them crying bitches, and look, the women, even the women who are 18 who said they were part of his cuck, or whatever the fuck you want to, his harem, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Talking about he told me to call him daddy. Bitch, that don't rise to the level of a fucking criminal case. A nigga call, nigga telling you to call me daddy? How many niggas in this chat room done did that? Baby, you need to call me daddy. Fuck out of here. Hell yeah, Aaliyah's parents knew about R. Kelly's nasty ass. Be pimping their kids out for a dollar. Like you got that coon, Stephon Clark, the one that got killed in Sacramento. They got his ass up here. His family suing city of Sacramento for $20 million. They'll be settling out of court for three. And next thing you know, they'll be saying, Al Sharpton be standing up there with them, and they'll be like, we forgive. We forgive. You know, it's brothers and sisters, it's time for healing.